We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, coming in from the text line. Welcome back into the drive. Hey, drive family. Love hearing from you. Welcome back into the drive. Somebody texted and said, I got to admit, first I thought you guys were overreacting, but now I agree. Nick and D'Amico should be at these QB pro days. And then next write up. You do understand. They are going to visit the Texans as a part of the allotted 30 visits by draftees. They will get a one-on-one. And they talked to them in person at the combine. Why do you keep beating this little drum?
The dead horse?
They said little drum, is what they said.
Well, that little drum finish didn't match the tone of Cho's voice.
Well, they said little drum, so yeah, I felt like I had to bring it down.
I don't know, beating
this little drum!
Cho, I just don't know. I don't know how. It was the word little, not your tone, by the way.
Sorry.
It's clearly not. It's about minimizing it. That's my problem. Is the minimizing the importance or the need to be there and falling on that end of the spectrum and choosing to be one of the teams that sends three scouts and zero decision makers. One of the handful of teams that do that. I'm sure the Texans aren't the only one. I saw the list of teams. There was teams with six people there. There was teams, but you look at it and you go, okay, I just can't minimize it. And then you watch the teams that are quarterback needy with very successful head coaches, some with successful quarterbacks that have been successful quarterbacks, not just one but multiple, and they're all there. They get the same 30 visits. They got the same opportunity to go to the combine, and they're all there. I'm sorry if somebody thinks that I'm overreacting because I understand and I like the train of thought of the squad with 14 reps there and taking advantage of every opportunity more so than the ones that are sending literally as few assets as you can, resources as you can, to the two biggest pro days in college football. Sorry. I don't think it's an overreaction.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
I read it on somebody, one of the reporters that I follow on social media reported it. They said they were talking about like organizations and really head coaches that go to every pro day, literally said every pro day. You know what coaches were on that list? Mike Tomlin. Bill Belichick.
David Culley.
No. What's my man? What's the old fella in Seattle I just mentioned?
Pete Carroll.
Who was the other? There's one more. But they're all guys that are like, I mean.
Successful.
Very, very, very successful. And so it's like I just have a really hard time being and wrapping my head around the group of teams, and it's not just the Texans, it's I have a very difficult time wrapping my head around minimizing any opportunity to any degree when those dudes don't miss a pro day. When other quarterback needy teams are showing up, shaking hands, holding babies, going to dinner, talking about playing horse, and we're in Dallas. You know, that just, the way I'm wired, I'm more towards the way Carolina's doing things.
And this person says another thing that is also true. It's really big for the quarterback to be, because this is the guy that I think a lot of their jobs is going to be dependent on. But the pro day just isn't for quarterback. We have other needs too. They should be looking at all the talent there. And yes, they should be. And the part is, there are reports that the general manager, Nick Caserio, is at pro days, just not those.
Speaking of,
I can't get that.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I saw the report that he was at the U of H, that Nick Caserio was at the U of H pro day. I hope he's looking at Tank Dell. I like him, and I'd like to see him in Bobby Slowick's offense.
I like that. But who's the guy that was at Ohio State and for the Texans, representing the Texans at Ohio State?
James Litford?
Yeah, James Litford. I'd like James Litford to be looking at him.
Fair.
What would you rather have? Like Nick We Trust crew. You'd rather have Nick sitting down, taking a look at Bryce, CJ, or Tank Dell?
Is that a question for me?
I'm just throwing out. I don't think you're on the fighting. Nick's got it under control. That's the part that gets me, Clint. I'm sorry. That's the part that gets me is I can't believe. Like, I know it's just a select few of people that is tuning in, or I mean that is texting in. But the thought of what this organization has been through in the last several years, and the same cats under the leadership, and it's just like,
oh, we got it.
Like, no, he's got it under control. I'm not saying Nick don't. He may. I'm just surprised that many of you are like, hey,
yeah,
I've seen his work. Bam. Let's run through the wall behind him. Like this one. That one's odd to me. All right, Clint, by the way, real quick. We talked about Zeke letting it come down to him. This right here, boy, whenever the Texans in the next couple of years with this cap thing, that's why I can't wait to see what they can potentially do. It says the Cardinals, we've heard DeAndre Hopkins, former Texan, is potentially on the move. It said the trade market, it's headlined by him potentially going to the Buffalo Bills. Says financial expectations might impact any further interest for teams like the Chiefs and the Ravens. How the hell is Buffalo going to be able to afford him?
Boy, that's...
this salary cap, how you can move money around. They got Stephon Diggs to a huge deal. They signed Von Miller to a huge deal. I know he moved some money around. And now Josh has got to be kicking in on his money. I mean, he signed his deal 2 years ago. Josh has got to be making big money now. And they're going to be able to take on DeAndre Hopkins. By the way, that receiving core of DeAndre Hopkins, Gabe Davis, and Stephon Diggs is.
They still got Dawson Knox out there. They still got the tight end Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
Ooh, some embarrassment of riches.
Like to be able to handle that money. That's what I'm saying, man. Like the Texans are going to have a rookie quarterback. Like they should be able to bring, if they can handle Miller, DeAndre Hopkins, and Stephon Diggs while paying Josh Allen. I can't wait to see what the Texans are going to be able to do.
I'll be honest with you. I don't see Nick making these kind of moves. I've heard Nick a lot, and maybe this is a separate segment, but Nick has talked a lot about sustainability. Like I don't know that flirting with the Rams' way of doing things is sustainable. I don't know that going out there and look, I don't know how the Bills' salary cap is set up relative to their roster. It just seems like, to your point, like how, and you get into the territory where folks are being like, damn, how in the hell are you affording that?
That's what
like,
I said. How are you making that puzzle work?
You got to believe that they're going to make it work for now, but at some point it's going to bite them. And Nick just seems like a guy, and look, let's be honest, where he comes from, they've done it as well as anybody, of staying at the top longer. And I don't know. I don't see Nick being a guy that overextends consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, the Von Miller move last year, now DeAndre Hopkins possibly. And we're just speculating here. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Just but
reports that that's kind of the lead. They're leading in the charge.
Right? As fun as that would be, I don't know that Nick is ever going to be that guy. Of hey, we're a player away. Let's go sign this.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. I mean, and if you look at the New England days, did Bill do it once with Randy?
And he probably didn't have to pay him top dollar. I think who's the corner just went in the Hall of Fame?
Revis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. There's a couple of defensive backs that he did it with.
Yeah. He paid Gilmore.
Yeah.
I hope Nick would do that. Maybe Nick may not do it if, let's say, they draft Bryce Young and Bryce becomes that dude, and in 4 years you're signing Bryce to a long-term deal.
Right.
And you're already paying him. I would hope that Nick would be in the thought of, all right, we got something here. We got him on a rookie deal. Let's go in here and bring in some guys, some big money guys in here. I'm just saying, if they can somehow make that work, I'm just like, good God Almighty! Like the Texans they ain't gonna be paying no quarterback for at least 3-4 years. Like they should be able to put together something. This salary, I've said it before. Like, that thing ain't real. That thing could just be moved around, like and just changed around. How the hell are they gonna fit all that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I get the point of it. I think it's leaned on as a crutch way too often a lot of the time, especially around here. But I do believe that, boy, you get careless with that thing, it can show enough bite you.
Yeah.
It can get real, real quick.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.